I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this is Simply Christ. God's amazing grace brought deliverance to my soul. Jesus took my sin away, and his blood has made me whole. The Bible is clear that the washing of sin from our heart through Christ's work of sanctification is the essence of our salvation. While it is evident that a great portion of those who fill churches have never been born of God's Spirit, there are also those who truly found Christ but now find themselves struggling with sin in their heart. The question is, why are they not free? While I was in prayer a couple days ago, I asked God to give me words to answer this question for His people. Immediately, the Spirit of God spoke the words the Apostle John recorded in the Revelation, saying, "And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born." That's Revelation 12:4. In that moment, I understood what I needed to address in this article. The children of God are born, or born again, free. Free from sin, free from Satan, free from darkness. This is what salvation is. This is what salvation does. It is not a process. It is what Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross and what He freely gives to us in redemption. Yet, for some who truly receive this great salvation, the glory of it is stolen before they can even begin to understand its greatness. As the dragon, who is Satan, goes about seeking occasion to devour the new child of God, in many cases he finds that occasion in the church house. There, in what is supposed to be a place of nurture and edification for God's children, Satan finds countless tools whose sole purpose is to strip and destroy the people of God. The truth of Christ shall make you free. Jesus said that. But a religious lie will rob you of that freedom while making you think it is the plan of God. The Apostle Paul told us to reckon ourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ. That's Romans 8:11. But most Christians are instructed to do exactly the opposite. The first thing a new convert is taught today is to accept that they are still a sinner and will always be so. The mindset is that only a self-righteous hypocrite would believe that they are in fact dead unto sin, like Paul said they were. Instead of being grounded in the truth, the new convert is taught to be on guard against it. The truth cannot make them free because they are taught to reject it and cling to a lie. In the natural, if you take a beautiful, intelligent child and continually tell them they are ugly, worthless, and dumb, your words will produce a person who is ugly, worthless, and dumb. This is not because your words are true, but because you stripped them of every assurance they might have of their natural beauty, worth, and intelligence. When you tell a child of God they are and will always be a sinner, and that Christ does not wash it out of our heart, like the Bible says, you are stripping away their confidence in the work and power of the blood of Christ. When faith in what Christ accomplished is destroyed, the work of Christ ceases to have any effect in the believer. See that in 1 Corinthians 1:17. They then become the sinful person you assured them they were, even though it was not the truth of what Christ had done for them. The Apostle Paul warned of this, saying, "Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." That's Colossians 2:8. The Greek word translated spoil means to lead away as booty. This speaks of a person who has become Satan's spoil of war. They were born again free, but through religious philosophy and vain deceit, they became slaves once again. Just as he attempted to kill Jesus as soon as he was born of Mary, Satan succeeds in bringing spiritual death to many newborn children of God using the tools handed to him in the church house. There is no person Satan cannot destroy if he can bring them to deny the truth and embrace a lie. Most churches have become little more than houses of religious philosophy. The truths they proclaim are theological conclusions based upon human deduction and not scriptural proclamations. Their doctrines are just human wisdom. This is why Paul called it philosophy. New Christians are taught from birth to ignore the direct statements in the Bible and embrace the church's philosophical positions about the Word of God. Jesus said, "The truth shall make you free," in 1 John 8:32. But our religious philosophers say, "No one can be free from sin." The Bible says, "The unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God." But religious philosophy says this does not apply to Christian sinners. Paul told us that if you do not continue in God's goodness, you also shall be cut off. That's Romans 11:22. But religious philosophy says you can never be cut off once you believe. These are just a few of many examples where the church accepts its philosophical arguments to be more true than the Word of God. Anytime we choose our wisdom over God's Word, we are providing Satan with the tools he needs to devour the children of God. Through these kinds of teachings, Satan convinces the children of God the freedom Christ provided for them is just a myth. They stand in denial of the truth, which Jesus said makes them free, and rush to defend wise-sounding doctrines which were never spoken in God's Word. So then, a life of victory becomes a lifetime struggle with sin, which then proves to them that their theology is correct. While all this goes on, the dragon sits back and laughs. I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this has been Simply Christ. Though 10,000 angels sing, with every voice lifted in praise.